Good morning. Hope you're having a good Thursday. It's kind of a cloudy Thursday here in Largs, but it's been very nice this week. Very, very mild, and we've actually gotten a little rain for a change. So that's been nice. I know our plants have been needing it, but we've had a good week. It's been a very busy week for Pastor Tasha and I. We've had a lot going on since yesterday and this morning. We've been preparing meals for the food bank and for some families in the community. You know, since the lockdown started, we have the Largs Church of the Nazarene has provided over 300 meals, and that's not counting today. So today we'll have between 30 and 40 additional meals, and we're doing that each week. So the Church of the Nazarene in Largs is reaching out to the community, and folks are seeing the church being the church, the hands and feet of Jesus, and showing the good news of the gospel and the love of Jesus in very tangible ways with them. But as I said, I hope you're having a good week. We went and got some groceries yesterday for the meals that we prepared. And while we were at Morrison's, I picked up the Largs and Millport Weekly News for this week. It's a really good local paper that we have. Just a lot of good stuff in it. And if you look on this week's Largs and Millport Weekly News on page 42, you'll find the thought for the week. And I wrote the thought for the week for this week, and just thought that I would take a little break and take some time and share it with you. And so I hope you enjoy it. This is the thought for the week from the Largs and Millport Weekly News. In our current lockdown situation, lots of people have been baking, and lots of people have been asking me how to make sourdough starter and how to use it, and I've been more than happy to tell them more than they ever wanted to know. People used sourdough starter, it's also known as leaven, to make their bread rise before the advent of manufactured yeast, and there have been recipes for making it for literally thousands of years. One such recipe was recorded by Pliny the Elder about 2,000 years ago. It's a simple recipe, requiring only some flour, water, and grapes, and it still works today. But Pliny's recipe involved many more ingredients than he was aware of, because the key to making a sourdough starter or any kind of ferment is this. People who make sourdough starter don't just make sourdough starter by themselves. The starter gets made by countless numbers of microbes, including both yeasts and bacteria, and if they're absent, you won't have sourdough starter, you'll just have a mess. But when they're present, however, and we work with them, an amazing transformation takes place. Now, humans didn't know this for sure until about a century or two ago, when we developed microscopes that allowed us to see what had previously been unseen. And once we realized what was going on below the visible surface, we began to see that the unbelievable, almost miraculous changes that take place during the processes of fermentation are not just a result of our efforts alone, but they happened as a result of our cooperation with the unseen. I think that what is true for making sourdough starter is true in general. As we live out our lives each day, it's a good thing to remember that we don't have to act alone, but that we have the opportunity to cooperate with the unseen. In our work, in our families, in your community, in our churches, when we do that, we'll see amazing transformations and unbelievable things will happen. Well, that's a thought for the week. Hope you have a good rest of the week. Join us on Sunday. We'll be concluding our sermon series on the book of Philippians, Pride, Progress, and Partnership. And then the following Sunday, of course, is Pentecost Sunday, which will also be our Big Faith Sunday. And we'll be having our Big Faith sermon in the morning. That'll be available online by 11 o'clock. And then at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, now this is earlier than it usually is, 3 p.m., we'll be meeting on Zoom for our Big Faith Bible study. And we're doing that because the Church of the Nazarene District will be doing a Pentecost celebration in the evening when we typically have our Big Faith Bible study. So we're going to have it earlier. It'll be at 3 o'clock, and we'll be making some announcements. And we hope you can join us. God bless you real good, and y'all stay safe, and we hope to see you soon. One more thing. I just was looking through the newspaper. I hadn't really had a chance to look through it too much, but I noticed on page 3, there's an interesting article and a great big photograph of what's described as an American couple who are celebrating their first anniversary as pastors at the Church of the Nazarene, who say they now feel an overwhelming sense of belonging to the town. So there's a whole article about Pastor Tasha and me. So check it out. Say anything?
It was a little bit of a surprise. But
I know. I didn't know it was going to be there. How about that? So, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Have a good week.